The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I remember one evening when I was 8, singing a 1980 radio hit while splashing in the bathtub. My mom knelt on the bathroom floor beside me. "What would you like to be when you grow up?" she asked. I'm not sure what we'd been talking about. Maybe school, maybe the future. Maybe we hadn't been talking at all, but the question had formed in her mind, and so she asked it. I don't remember how, at age 8, I envisioned my own future. I do remember sitting on the classroom floor that same year, thinking that the world was big, that a new era signaled by the shift from 1979 to 1980 on the calendar had begun. I remembered thinking for the first time that year that I was a person in the world. I existed. Just like the people I saw on the news whose lives took place so far away, I existed, and one day I'd have a role to play, a life to live. But I had no idea what that role would be, what I'd be doing in the life I knew all of a sudden belonged to me. In answer to my mom's question, I grabbed a profession from the air. I'd been singing a song into a shampoo bottle, and so I told her that when I grew up, I wanted to be a singer. Looking back on the moment now affirms that my mother possessed an intrinsic comic brilliance, because without breaking eye contact, she let a beat pass and then asked, "What else do you want to be?" I've told this story before. I think of it often. Perhaps I remember it because it's so different from most of my memories of my mother, memories in which it was she who encouraged me to imagine wildly and to believe my dreams were within my grasp. But it's also a comfort to me that my mother knew me, her child who couldn't carry a tune even then. She must have understood that that particular dream would soon fall away on its own. And so that night, in her gentle way, she nudged me to dream better. Today's poem is Voice by Corey Wells. It celebrates the way a parent can instill in their children the quiet but potent seeds of imagination. Voice by Corey Wells. When she'd hand the rope to me, she could have said, "Here, jump on out of my way. I've got laundry to hang, supper to cook, a shirt to mend, this book I want to read." She'd already taught me Ms. Mary Mack, those silver buttons, all the other sing-song rhymes. Now, she was teaching me about metaphor, otherwise known as pretend. She could have said, "Here, this is a snake. Pretend it wants to bite you." But she was not teaching me to fear. She could have said, "Here, find someone to play tug of war," but she was not teaching me to require the presence of others. She could have said, "Here, this is how you make a noose," but she was not teaching me violence or hatred. No, my mother handed me one end of that rope, secured in a stiff knot, and said, "Here, this is a microphone. What can you sing?" The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Veronica Rodriguez and Corey Schreppel. Production assistance by Brenna Everson.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.